And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Alcorn Auto Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This show, Back to Business with Rob and Alan, is brand new. In fact, today is show number 3, and this is Saturday, May 23rd. 2020. I've had a hard time knowing what day it is, so thank you, Alan, for putting that in our script this morning. As host of the show, we're committed to serving you, our audience, with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving small business.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. You may know me. My wife, Annette, and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores in Tucson, Alan Shoes, since 1982.
The show Back to Business with Rob and Alan is about mustering up the energy, the excitement, the will, and the attitude.
You know, Rob, either you and I have said that sentence, this energy, the excitement, the will, and the attitude in the last two shows, but I'll add another important word to that list later on in our show during our regular segment we started calling the Big Question of the Week.
Through the entire series of shows, we will discuss the latest news and also interview leaders in our community each week that will share with you their experience, their knowledge, and their stories of struggles and success. However, in order for any business to come out of this crisis and be successful in the future, the business owner and management will need to combine both strategies and tactics and develop a new winning formula. One of the topic points we've discussed over the last two shows is our strong suggestion that our listeners who are business people employ the strategy of setting up a peer network group. Your general networking circle can include friends, it can include relatives, it can include employees, it can include attorneys or your CPA, but nothing can or should replace networking with people who are fighting the same battle every day that you are. That's called a peer network.
Rob, as you know, I've spoken over the last 2 weeks about my experiences networking with my associates within my trade association. And by the way, my networking goes far beyond my trade association. Half the people I seek advice from every week aren't even in my association. However, many of them came to a conference at one point or met me at a trade show or have some familiarity with my business or like a sales representative and might have put the two of us together. Peer networking and trade association membership go hand in hand. There are benefits of being in a trade association: networking, training and education, certification, influence, information, best practices, exchange of ideas, relationships.
This connects to one of our focal points this morning, which is the trade association that serves Arizona's restaurant business.
Rob, before you introduce our guests, I want to remind our viewers that our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. In the second half of our show, we will discuss the latest news. We'll also have a follow-up to this discussion about the attributes necessary for adopting a winning formula.
Alan, this week's guest is from both the business and world of politics. Our guest this morning is none other than the president of the Arizona Restaurant Association, Mr. Steve Chukri. He also serves as a Maricopa County supervisor. I'd like to read a little bit about Steve for our listeners. He is a quintessential American story, a native of Mesa. He comes from Lebanese lineage on both sides of his family. His maternal grandfather, Tony M. Curry Sr., was a true entrepreneur in becoming the first licensed automobile dealer in Arizona. Steve draws inspiration from his grandfather, who couldn't read or write, but whose hard work and success afforded Steve firsthand insight into the complexities of running a business. That experience at an early age led to the successful careers in both the public and private sectors. Of the many jobs Steve has today, he would say the most important is that he's a devoted father to his young boys and loving husband to Christine, his wife of 20 years. For the past 18 years, Steve has served as the president and CEO of the Arizona Restaurant Association, leading an organization that promotes dining out. Is a perfect fit for Mr. Chukri, who had scorched so many dinners he had begun to wonder if burnt was a food group. The insights Steve has gathered through his experience with the Restaurant Association was a contributing factor in his decision to run for public office. In 2012, Steve was elected to serve as Maricopa County Supervisor for District 2 and has been proudly serving his constituents since he took office in January of 2013. Steve works with his county colleagues to eliminate excess regulations and create an environment that invites innovation and sustains entrepreneurial growth with a best-in-class mindset. Recently, Steve was appointed by the Republic of Estonia to be the honorary consul for Arizona. This distinction builds upon his experience having traveled around the world on delegation missions, visits with foreign dignitaries, sampling a variety of cuisines, and engaging in unique foreign customs. It's our pleasure to welcome Steve Chukri from the Arizona Restaurant Association, Maricopa County Supervisor. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for having me. And you certainly didn't have to read that whole resume, but thank you for doing so.
Well, we really wanted to let people know your background and give them an idea of where you come from. Steve, your organization has probably really been involved down here this past week and a half. I know the Pima County Supervisors had put in some pretty stringent requirements for restaurants. Maybe you could talk to us about what went on and what you guys were able to accomplish.
Certainly, and Rob and Alan, I will tell you that I love the fact that you've created this show, and I know this is show number three, and I'm grateful to be your guest today. But kudos to the two of you for understanding that the business need and to get the word out. Very similar to why I ran for office, as you just stated, to make sure people understand how important business is to our communities and everything else. So I first want to congratulate the two of you. And you are correct. Yes, you know, I believe that the Pima County Board of Supervisors meant no ill intent with some of the proposals they had. I think they are trying to do their best to balance both the community interest with that of the business community as well. And we just thought that some of it was ill-advised, and they were very open-minded to listen to our concerns as a restaurant community. And I believe where we've ended up is a far, far better place than where we started just a few weeks ago.
How do the restrictions down here compare to what you face up in Maricopa County and other parts of the state?
Well, what we've seen in other parts of the state have not nearly been as strict. And for us as a restaurant industry, as you can imagine, we believe that the safety and comfort, enjoyment of our guests is job number one. And it really kind of goes in that order. And so hygiene in restaurants, as you both can imagine, is always going to be top drawer, is always going to be top of the list to make sure that the food we're providing is safe and enjoyable and good and consistent. However, with COVID-19, you know, I've said in the past that it treats its friends and enemies the same. It eviscerates both. So we wanted to make sure that we had some guidelines that we worked with the Ducey administration on that was not a one-size-fits-all. As you know, in the Tucson area, every restaurant's different. Every restaurant's unique. And so you can't simply just try to put a one-size-fits-all on each dining room because it won't work. It won't work. And so what we wanted to do is say, look, to ask us to do some of these things, for example, check the temperature of the vendors who supply our food and other necessities to operate a restaurant, and then to make the determination as to whether or not they are healthy or ill, and then if we believe they are to be ill, to send someone else's employee home, that's not our place. So we felt some of those restrictions or guidelines put forth by Pima County were really overly burdensome and caught pretty much off the mark. And so I think once we explained that to them and our reasoning, they understood and said, hey, we're all trying to do the greater good here, but we do understand what you're saying, and they've made the necessary changes, which we're very grateful for.
So those changes, have they taken effect, or are they going to be coming up soon?
Well, it just happened a matter of days ago, and so I believe that they are going to be taking effect if they haven't already. And we're excited to reopen dining rooms, but we have to make sure we're doing so in a very safe way.
So in addition to the lobbying efforts you do for the restaurants, what other kinds of things are you helping them with during this crisis? These are unprecedented times for all of us.
You're absolutely correct. When the shift was made, or what we like to say, the pivot to takeout only, when back in early March, the governor decided that we needed to really have the stay home, stay healthy, stay connected initiative take place, we pivoted very quickly to a takeout week campaign. And really, we made it plural, takeout weeks, because we knew this was going to go on for some time into the future. And we created a website. I know you're probably familiar with our Arizona Restaurant Week. We have two a year. We've done some in Tucson. Then you all came up with your own, which I think is a wonderful thing. And with that, we basically said across the state of Arizona, give us your menu. We will put it on this site, and we will broadcast it. We added PR. We purchased PR. We did a billboard campaign. We bought radio ads. We did all the, those necessary things to get the word out. And we got up to over 750 takeout menus on our takeoutweeks.com site. And it turned out to be very successful. And keep in mind, gentlemen, your takeout is usually about 15%, maybe 10% of your business you do as a typical restaurant. And, you know, we saw that number jump to 20%, in some cases 25%. So it was a bridge to get us through this hump, and I'm pleased to say it's worked very well. And some restaurants are still employing it. Just, they're not comfortable yet opening their dining rooms, and we understand that. And they're still only focused on just taking out at the moment.
Steve, I want to ask you if you'll stay around through our break here. After our break, we'll have more questions for you. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Our call in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propay, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you've come to trust. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
And welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Allen McCloskey, owner of Allen Shoes, and this is Back to Business with Rob and Allen. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And our special guest this morning is Steve Chukri, who's president and CEO of the Arizona Restaurant Association and also Maricopa County Supervisor. If you'd like to have any questions for Steve, please call in at 790-2040. That's 790-2040. And Steve, one of the questions that I was thinking about is, any of us that have been to a supermarket lately have seen food costs have gone up considerably. How has this affected your members?
Well, we're seeing the same thing in the food service industry, and the many restaurants that have reopened have really culled back their menu to try to accommodate some of the supply chain issues. And where the problem, as we understand it today, comes from is many of the meatpacking facilities have cut back on their employee base given COVID-19, just like many other states have had stay-at-home policies. So have those where many of the meat packing facilities are. And so that's caused a real strain. It's not a lack of supply of beef or pork or chicken. It has more to do with just bodies preparing it. So we're hopeful as the country continues to reopen, we'll see this problem hopefully dissipate.
Because I would imagine that since these restaurants are serving probably half the people or allowed to serve half the people that they were before, and with prices going up, it's going to be very difficult for them to operate. How are they going to deal with this?
Well, you're right. I mean, we've heard of other states charging surcharges and the like. We don't typically see that happening in Arizona, nor do we like it. But you do the best you can. And I will share with you that restaurants and restaurateurs are some of the most innovative entrepreneurial people I've come to know. And so they'll get creative. They'll create new menu items that require less of some of those items. And really, instead of maybe having two to four beef options, they might only have one and focus on other pastas and the like. But I'm hopeful this is going to be short-lived, gentlemen. I really am.
Well, Steve, this is Alan. From my perspective, and I value restaurants, but from my perspective, there tends to be a lot of restaurants that go out of business that tried a location, didn't work, you know, put all their heart and soul into it, but seemed to close up quickly. And I'm wondering if your association has done any analysis, or at least you're discussing about what sort of attrition rate you think might happen with restaurants in Arizona.
Well, that's an excellent question, Alan, and you understand from the shoe business what the internet probably has done to your business and having you needing you to pivot and make some new changes to how you run your business, and I applaud you for still being successful in your business. Same in the restaurant industry, although it is difficult, as you mentioned. And what we have seen to date, I hate to tell you this, is about an 8% drop in restaurants in the state, that those that have closed and we estimate will be permanently closed. And I will share with both of you that, think about this for just one quick minute. Last year, restaurant sales just in the state of Arizona were $13.4 billion. We lost $815 million in sales in the month of April, which equates to about $27 million a day. So it's a tough business to begin with, let alone during a pandemic.
You know, I think regardless of whether you're in the restaurant business or not, the future success of restaurants is vitally important to all of our listeners. They employ many of our friends. They offer us an opportunity to get out in the community and enjoy the company of our friends and family. The biggest advantage of eating at a restaurant is it helps to keep families together, because if you do it at home, everybody's on their phone or there's distraction. But when you go out to eat, you come together and there's less distraction. So I'm hopeful that the restaurant business in Arizona will resume. But, you know, so I just think it's important to all of us, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you're hitting the bullseye. There was a poll about 3 to 4 weeks ago asking Americans, what do you miss most? I expected automatically it would be sporting events. It was restaurants. Going to our favorite restaurant was the number one most missed activity in America. Secondly, 3 years ago, the restaurant industry took over the number one spot, knocking out technology as the most trusted industry in America. So you're spot on. We are every bit of the fabric of our communities and the cornerstone of our communities.
Are franchisees part of your group too, of the Arizona Restaurant Association? Are they getting support from their franchisor?
They are. We've seen streamlined help along those lines, most definitely, and having the franchisors kind of take the role and lead in getting some support to the franchisees, whether it's rent reductions or trying to get some kind of accommodation on supply chain issues. So we have seen that kick in, and we haven't really heard many complaints from our franchisees.
Steve, maybe you could tell our listeners what some of the benefits of belonging to the Arizona Restaurant Association are.
Well, you know, we, this pandemic has said, we don't care if you're a member or a non-member, because we're here to serve you as a restaurateur. And if you think about it in three different ways, we're here to collaborate through the promotion of our restaurants, whether it be Restaurant Week or other types of marketing programs we offer a year. We obviously lobby at all levels of government to try to protect the rights. And you know, the to-go alcohol that you're seeing now with many restaurants, I don't know if, gentlemen, you've seen that, but we were the ones that asked the governor to relax that policy so we can try to have some kind of margin in our sales with alcohol to-go. And then lastly, I will share with you that, you know, we're here to educate. We do classes several times a month on the proper ways to handle food and prepare food and make sure that what we're doing is of the utmost safety in our kitchens.
Are you offering any kind of financial help to the restaurant, to your restaurant members?
We have. You know, I mentioned to you earlier about the takeoutweeks.com. The second phase, if you will, of what we did during this pandemic is created Arizona Restaurant Strong, where we raised over $350,000, and we gave it out to our displaced workers. Keep in mind, our workforce in Arizona is about 230,000 strong. We had to displace about 65% of those individuals, and we got a lot of interest from Tucson, and we helped a lot of people in Tucson with $500 grants, and they could look at that if any of your listeners are watching or hearing, listening to this show. They could go to azrestaurant.org, and they can find our application process for that.
Were your members successful in accessing the PPP loans and the things that the SBA was offering?
Yes, and you know, there, of course, were hiccups associated with that, like you saw elsewhere, not only in Arizona, but across the country. And most of my restaurateurs were successful. Now, it took longer for some than others. And are there some concerns of how this would impact the industry? Yes, and we voiced those through the National Restaurant Association, and Secretary Mnuchin understood those concerns just a matter of 5 to 7 days ago and said, we're going to try and make some tweaks to help the restaurant community.
Steve, do you want to stay with us past our break? And maybe you, if you would, we take a few more minutes of your time. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your position on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Would you?
No, that'd be terrific, darling.
Yeah, I want to ask you. I want you to think about what's going on there and how it may differ from either Pima County or it may differ from the state. But we're really interested in both of your roles here and how you got into that. So we'll do that when we come back. But you know, I'd like to say, read something from the Arizona Restaurant Association's website. They strive to keep their members and the public informed about critical issues that impact dining customers and restaurant and vendor businesses that comprise Arizona's restaurant communities. Through national and local resources, the ARA taps into several information reservoirs to provide a comprehensive overview of current news, trends, regulatory changes, and operational guidance. And as a member of another trade association on their board of directors, I can tell you that they've got their act together. I spent a little bit of time on their website, and you know, it's vital, you know, trade association membership, as we said, and it's very vital that the restaurants have someone to represent them. So, Steve, we really thank you for your role in what you're doing there.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
So stay with us a few minutes. Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising. His phone number is 629-9555. I want to remind you, you're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen. It's on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. We will break for national news, followed by messages from our sponsors. Please stay with us.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra wide widths of men's and women's shoes. The best selection of wide width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
ROC 291-200.
Water damage. It happens. And if it hasn't happened to you, it will.
Steamy concepts.
Toilets overflow, pipes leak, and roofs fail, all causing water damage.
Steamy concepts.
And mold? It thrives in the hidden water damage crevices of your home.
Steamy concepts.
So who do you call? You guessed it. Steamy Concepts. And that's who plumbers, insurance agents, and realtors call, because they know that Steamy Concepts will take great care of their customers. Steamy Concepts has been voted Best Mold Restoration Contractor by the Arizona Daily Star's Reader's Choice Awards 4 years running. Steamy Concepts accepts all homeowners insurance, and we have easy payment options.
If you ever have a water or mold damage problem in your home, make sure you only call the local trusted mold pros at Steamy Concepts for a free no-obligation assessment.
Check us out online at steamyconcepts.com.
Don't get steam, call Steamy instead at 574-9200.
Welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife and I own Allen Shoes in Tucson. The sponsors of Back to Business with Rob and Alan are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
Our guest this morning is Steve Chukri. He's president and CEO of the Arizona Restaurant Association, and Steve is also Maricopa County Supervisor. And Steve, we kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit about your job as Maricopa County Supervisor. How did your the things you put together for your restaurants up there, how did they differ from what went on here in Pima County?
As far as the county role, you mean, is concerned?
Yes.
Or are you talking about
the county role, the county restrictions, the county rules that you guys put into effect?
Maricopa County, for the most part, followed the same guidelines as Governor Ducey put forward for the most part. Of course, they also are coupled with the CDC guidelines. So that is what currently Maricopa County is following. And, of course, they are following up on any complaints. As you know, we've had a couple restaurants voluntarily close because one of their employees may have come into contact with someone with COVID-19. So we, of course, follow up and hear things along those lines as well.
How has this pandemic affected your county overall?
You know, it's made us be better at what we do. I can assure you that. We first wanted to ensure that we protect the most vulnerable, obviously the homeless population, that we're working with our senior care facilities, those who would be most susceptible to this. And then we partnered with our neighboring cities saying, we need your help. We want to make sure that we don't have our own pandemic, if you will, in our jail system. in our homeless community and in our senior community. So we're grateful that we have kept things at bay. Dr. Sun and Shine, who is our chief medical officer, if you will, has just done a marvelous job at navigating. And as you both can understand and agree, COVID-19 did not come with a playbook. It didn't come with, here's what you do in this scenario, here's what you do in this scenario. And it's been very challenging for everyone. But as you can see in the numbers, I believe in Maricopa County as well as the state, we're managing this crisis very well.
You know, how do you divide your time, Steve, between both of these roles? Is it 50-50, or? Go ahead.
For the most part, it depends on the day. You know, when you're chairman of the board, which I was just a couple of years ago, it takes a lot more time. It's heavily tilted toward the county. But I'm in the county or doing county business every day of the week. And it's, you know, politics and government never stop. It's a 24/7 type of job. But fortunately, I've been blessed to have a great board at the Arizona Restaurant Association who understands the division of my time and the importance of community service and serving others. And it's been working really, really well for the past 8 years. But it can be an ebb and flow, as you both can attest. There are some late nights and some days where, you know, things seem to be moving pretty well and you don't have too many headaches.
Do you ever find that you have a conflict between both those roles when you're, you know, in one or, you know, or the other? Is there ever a conflict that arises?
Yeah, and you touched on one today in this call that I've got a COO who is also our lobbyist. My chief operating officer serves as the lobbyist for the organization. So he worked with the Pima County Board of Supervisors. I did not. Of course, I spoke to some of them, and if they called me and had a question, I'm happy to do that. But he is registered as a lobbyist, so I don't do any lobbying per se for the Restaurant Association other than point of contact in my role as president and CEO. And then secondly, as it relates to Maricopa County specifically, I do not really work with our Environmental Services Department. That is also done through my COO. Because we don't want to have an uncomfortable situation. For example, we were asked to participate in a webinar, and someone from Environmental Services was going to participate, and I bowed out and had my COO do it so there wouldn't be any type of uncomfortable nature. And then from time to time, if we're doing any type of policy as it relates to our county health department, I will file a conflict letter and remove myself from the dais when that item comes to vote.
Steve, finally, one last question. What would be your best advice to restaurant owners as president of the Restaurant Association, what they can do moving forward and how they can get back to business and get back to some semblance of order?
Well, they're the experts, and I will always hold them in the highest regard in my nearly two decades of having the role of representing them. And I would say it doesn't change much in the sense that we exist for one reason and one reason only, and that is our customer. They dictate who we are and what we do. And so let's make sure we're listening to them. And if you're not ready to open as a restaurateur, there's no problem with that. Many restaurateurs are not ready to open. The time will come when you are, and you can do so safely. And we're here to be your resource, whether you're reopened or have yet to open, as you plan to work through this post COVID-19 world.
Steve, we really appreciate you being with us today. Our guest has been Steve Chukri, who's president of the Arizona Restaurant Association and also supervisor in Maricopa County. Steve, we really appreciate you being with us today, and we hope we can have you on Back to Business in the future as we get through this pandemic and start getting everybody and back to some kind of normalcy. So thank you so much for your time, and we hope you guys have a great holiday weekend and be safe.
You do the same, and count me in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care and be well. I have some news items we wanted to talk to you about this morning. In the Arizona Daily Star, there was an article that small business in Tucson can still get direct no-interest loans through a City of Tucson program, but time is running out as the application deadline is looming on Tuesday. That's this coming Tuesday, May 26th. The Tucson City Council in April approved $1 million in funding to the We Are One Somos Uno Resiliency Fund to fund the loans through the Business Development Finance Corporation. More than $300,000 of the $1 million authorized by the mayor and city council for loans has been awarded. Direct loans up to $25,000 at zero interest are available to small businesses, sole proprietors, 1099 contract workers, and 501c3 nonprofits that meet the eligibility criteria. The remainder of the funds will be allocated for direct loans to businesses that are minority, women, veteran, or disability-owned, or are located in low to moderate income areas. We want to make sure our historically underserved businesses are benefiting from the financial assistance programs that are so urgently needed right now, according to Mayor Rahina Romero. To be eligible for the Tucson Resiliency Loan Funds, a business must be located within the Tucson city limits and have a valid Tucson business license or be registered with the Arizona Corporation Commission in good standing. Barbara Coffey, who was our first guest 2 weeks ago, Director of Economic Initiatives for the City of Tucson, said eligible businesses must be locally owned and operated and not part of a national chain.
You know, I have some information here that was published by Washington Federal Bank yesterday, and and I encourage people to go to WaFed Bank. It's WAFDBank.com, WaFedBank.com, and they've got some pretty good answers on the PPP loan forgiveness program, and they don't have all the answers. I'm going to tell you that, because there's still some questions that the SBA needs to answer regarding accrual versus cash accounting, and there may be some other nuances of it, but at least you can get some more information there. It's pretty extensive. They've got a whole list of questions and answers, and it might help you. Here's one in particular that you might be you might have an interest in, Rob. It's FTE employees. That's full-time equivalent. And sometimes in the summaries that you read, when you read the descriptions of the PPP loan, they talk about employees. They don't really always preface it as FTE. So a full-time equivalent, you don't take all your hours and divide it by 40. It doesn't work like that. If an employee works 30 hours or more, that's a full-time employee. You don't get extra credit if they work overtime or anything like that. And if they work less than 30 hours, you have a couple of choices. You can either figure out what ratio of a full-time employee they are, or you can just count them as a half credit and use that for your average. So as you go along with the PPP loan forgiveness, you're going to be taking your weekly average and trying to figure out your average FTE employees, and you'll probably end up in the same place that I did, where it might just be easier to look at what they call the safe harbor. And the safe harbor says that if you get back to your FTE equivalency that you had on February 15th, Rob, if you get back to that by June 30th, then it doesn't matter that you didn't make the average. So, you know, there's a lot of nuances. It takes a lot of thought processes in a quiet room to figure it out. And I've been talking to lots of other people, and not everybody has all the answers.
Nobody will, and I know that a lot of changes are going to be made, Alan. They're talking about extending the June 30th date. They're talking about other things, so it's kind of a moving target. And we'll be discussing more of that shortly. We have one more break, and we'll be back with Back to Business.
Catch us on the internet, b2btucson.com. Call online, 790-2040. That's 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door. You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
I'm Alan McLaughlin, owner-operator of Alan Shoes.
It's time for our big question of the week, Alan. What are the strategies and techniques that a business person should use coming out of the COVID-19 crisis?
Well, number one, learn from others. That dovetails with our peer networking that we've been talking about. To do that, you need to be open for listening, and you also have to be open for possibly changing your winning formula. So a winning formula, we all have one. It's what got you to where you are today. It's what helped you create your business, what helped you keep your business. It is your success formula, but things are different, and your success formula may need some changing. So you have to listen to what other people are doing. So there's a strategies and tactics list that you need to take a new inventory of. You need to abandon some of your preconceptions, but retain the ones that serve you well. You need to use common sense. The idea is to seek out knowledge in the form of good ideas and for you to use common sense before accepting or rejecting any of those ideas. I got to warn you, don't change just for change's sake. Your failure rate is going to be too high. It's not just doing something differently, it's doing the right things. You just can't afford any mistakes. You got to ask detailed questions for clarity so you would understand the metrics involved. I'm talking about key performance indexes, for example, and what changes. And you got to understand the methodology when someone gives you a recommendation for an idea that you adopt. So here's another tactic. You got to learn new math and new economic formula. You have to determine what worked in the past, but you know, when you're measuring against last year's sales, Rob, you also have to consider can you throw that out the window? What is the new math? What's going to happen moving forward?
Because really, last year's sales are meaningless at this point because last year was last year and this is a new world.
I guess it matters what can you predict going forward. I've had some conversations with some people and boy, that is really hard to predict right now. And when I got some ideas this week and I've had several calls with people, I'm going to give you some examples of stuff that's little, but It made meaning for me, so we did some of it. So someone came up with this idea on the phone call. They said, we bought these smiley stickers that we put on our employees' uniforms because if they're hidden behind a mask, the customer can't tell that you're smiling. They don't know that you're friendly, you have a friendly demeanor or whatever. So you need the smiley sticker. You give it to the customer. You say something about it. You have it on your mask or on your uniform. It's a little thing, and we bought some stickers. So we felt that other people were doing the PPE even stronger than we were. And so we decided to beef up what we're doing with personal protective equipment and bought even more masks and more gloves and more sanitizer. And we have these face shields going on, and we have distancing's going on in our, you know, social distancing going on. And we got lots of things, and we're doing it because there's a lot of people, as I learned on my calls with other people, that are still afraid to venture out into a store. You know, I told someone on the phone, they called me last week and says, if I hear you speak one more thing about PPE, that's not what I'm interested in. And I said, but I only spoke about it in our first show. I didn't really speak about it in our second show. He says, I've heard it three times. And come to find out that person listened to our first podcast three times.
You must have liked it, huh?
Yeah, well, they didn't realize that, but that's what happened. So anyhow, the next tactic here is to tighten your bond with customers. So you've got your customers, and everybody's got their customers broken up into groups. You got some people that are really like are going to follow you down to the end of the earth. They're going to be your customers. You've got everyone that down to people that just have been in your store once in 2 years, whatever. And you need to take your best customers, make them even better. And you need to find out who those customers are and treat them like royalty and reach out to them. And now we got another tactic that might appeal to your best customers that are still afraid to come in. You need to find on the internet an appointment application so that customers can just go online, book their appointment. We're going to be employing one in the next week or two here, and so that they can set their appointment. So you can put them in a separate area or stores or have them come in before or after hours. That's a tactic that I learned from some of my friends.
I think that would be a great idea for some of your older customers and some of those folks that have some medical issues that are very, very concerned. We have a caller on the line. Charles has a comment. Charles, welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan.
Hi. You know, one thing real quick, and that is my understanding that the veterinarians are having a sale right now on those cone head things that go around dogs. They've got some extra large ones that'll fit people, keep you from touching your face as well. Anyway, never mind.
We can also wear hazmat suits, I would imagine.
Yeah, there you go. The question I have for you is this. There's been a tremendous level, a previously unseen level, of interference with government into the marketplace here. And we can argue about the pros and cons, and this isn't either a left or a right thing. I know that Goldwater is working on some initiatives that will limit the power of government to reach into businesses and make rules. In other words, work more towards having the business owner decide what rules they want to or what program they want to follow, as opposed to it being dictated by government. I'd like to know each of your opinions, because you're in different types of businesses, and I'll listen to this on the radio because I know we're getting towards the end of the program, but I'd like to know your personal opinions on, would it be a good idea from your business's standpoint to put some controls on what government can do to business? And I'll listen on the radio. Thank you.
Well, I have a personal belief that may conflict a little bit with my business belief here. And here's my personal belief. I believe that we all have an obligation to protect one another. We have an obligation to, even if we don't believe the mask will do anything, even if we don't believe that we're sick, even if we insist that we're not spreading germs, I think we have an obligation when we're out in the public and we go to a public place like a grocery store, or we go to a business, that we need to wear a mask. So I think that some regulations are in order and reasonable, prudent, and we all have to work as a team. That's my personal belief. I personally have not been upset about, because I don't think that in the state of Arizona we are overly jeopardizing businesses and overly restricting them by insisting they do certain things. And I think that if you allow every man for themselves, there's going to be a conflict of interest where people are going to have, as a business person, difficulty determining, you know, if they should follow a rule or not. So I have a little bit of concern about this question.
You know, and my feeling is I think the government needs to give us some direction, but they really need to make it easy for businesses, especially now, to succeed. The last thing we want to do is throw lots and lots and lots of regulations on them. Many of these businesses are really struggling right now. Certainly, they have to be safe They have to have the proper protocols so that they can safely take care of their customers and their employees and themselves. But we just need the government to cooperate and help and make sure that they can do everything they can to get us back to business, because the last thing we want to do is lose 50, 60, 70% of our local businesses. Nothing against Walmart, Target, Costco, and the big boys, but if those are the only stores left when this thing is over, we're not going to be better off. So we have to ensure that our local businesses survive and thrive, because they are the backbone of this community. So government can help us a lot, but government needs to really be aware of putting too many restrictions on us, because that's counterproductive for everybody.
Rob, I promised earlier in the show that I'm going to add a word to that line we've been mentioning in all of our shows, and that word I want to add is flexibility. So what we're looking to help our business people out there do is muster up the energy, the excitement, the will, the attitude, and now the flexibility to get their business up and running again. You got to be flexible, because things are coming at you every day, and you can't just think in your own little group think and how things are going. You got to be flexible for changes, because otherwise you will not succeed. It's all about successing. It's all about succeeding. In my mind, that means to be just as good or better than before, but I don't know how you can do that without adapting. You can't adapt if you're not flexible.
You know, and I think one of the things we talked about last week was one of the local buffet restaurants having to adapt, because buffet restaurants have been closed down. People can't touch the food anymore. And what these guys have done is they've gone into a cafeteria style so that they have servers serving the food. And it's going to keep them in business. Otherwise, some companies like Sweet Tomatoes, they closed up every one of their locations because they couldn't be flexible enough to make it work. So, Alan, you're absolutely right. Flexibility is the key. Just don't overreact. Take a deep breath, and we'll all get through this. We really will. It's not going to be easy, but we think we're all going to get through this and be better for it.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's B-T-O-B, Tucson.com. If you want to be a sponsor on our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at
6255.
That's right, 6299-9555. If you're a retailer, a restaurant owner, or any business that struggled through the last month, this show is for you. And this has been Alan McCloskey, Back to Business with Rob and Alan, KBOI 1030 AM, The Voice.
And thanks to our guest, Steve Crucci, from the Arizona Restaurant Association. We really appreciate his time today.